Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. And let me jump right into my tuning in chant. All right, hang tight. Om Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. I just had this vision of bowing and placing my forehead to the earth, to Mama Earth, and at the base of a lovely tree. What a nice image. And as I'm sitting here in this fast room, every new place, I'm just thrilled to be able to look out where I'm upstairs. We have an upstairs, which is lovely, looking out at all these lovely trees, blowing around and a little bit of a breeze going. It's a gorgeous sunny spring day. Oh my gosh. And excited to take a nice walk today. My husband and I are just tired. We're tired. And it's just funny because we're just tired because we've been moving and getting settled in, and it really seems to be hard for us to just stop and pause. You know, we're just wearing ourselves out, and we keep talking about maybe we need to go away somewhere, like go to the beach or something, and then we're laughing at ourselves because we just, it's, in some ways it's really nice because we're on the same wavelength, and so we do both get really obsessed with getting settled in and all that. So that helps that we're both like that. But man, excuse me, just tuckered out from the whole thing. And anyway, just funny. So actually, I'm kind of excited, though. I'm going to get some, I just ordered some rhodiola on the recommendation of my naturopath. It's for adrenal support, and basically I started wondering if I had low iron. That's kind of a part of my history, but I was really realizing that, you know what, I'm not in 3D anymore. I don't have low iron. I mean, it's an interesting piece because it's like, okay, I'm not in 3D. That's part of my past, so that's really not pertinent. But at the same time, we do have, tools that we can use to support. Boy, it's just such a hard concept to kind of grasp and think about and try to explain that I am my body, but I'm not my body. You know, it's like, it's not a personal thing. Everything's going on. But at the same time, I'm the caretaker. So what can I do to support that? So anyway, I don't even know if that makes sense, but all good. And so I talked to my naturopath yesterday, and she suggested for adrenal support, and actually it made a lot of sense to me. I ordered some for my husband as well and thought we'd try it for a month and see how we feel, because we both have just been real tired. And because, you know, what she talked about is that you get stressed, or you're in a situation where you just got a lot going on, or we're pushing, and that affects your adrenals. So this rhodiola can build up your adrenals, and she said it can really help. She said I should be able to tell a difference in a week or so, and that if it makes a difference, to take it for about 6 months, and then that helps you kind of basically build up your adrenals again. And I thought, that makes complete sense. So anyway, just craziness, even to the extent we were kind of sniping at each other last night, just exhausted, you know, and it's like, no, this is no good. This is not what we want. You know, that's no fun. So, but basically we have this lovely place and we're super excited about it and just thrilled to be here and just happy to be settled and feeling really good about it, even working on the yard and got a bunch of lavender. So anyway. Oh my gosh, life. So happy Mama's Day out there. Although there's a part of me that just kind of hates the forced holidays and forced cheer. You know, I just feel like, you know, people talk about Earth Day and I'm kind of like, well, why isn't every day Earth Day or Valentine's Day? My daughter and I were talking about it. Every day should be Valentine's Day. Tell your honey you love them every day. Tell people you love them every day. And, but, you know, with that said, you know, my mom kind of, I think, was hoping, or not necessarily expecting, because she knows me better than that, hoping I would do something. So my husband rode his bike up to my mom's. It's about 40 miles. And so I made a big, nice, lovely taco salad, and my aunt came over, and anyway, yeah, we did it. So at some point we're going to go back up and clean my mom's garage and paint the walls for her. Oh, which was good, you know, it's something we can do for her, so that's pretty nice. Anyway, just sorry, I am tired. And so just even thinking about doing something extra feels like a huge effort. So, you know, part of it, I think, too, is we're figuring out the flow of living in a new town and, you know, what is our kind of daily routine and, you know, just getting kind of hunkering down a little bit and enjoying it. You know, I know that, you know, yesterday morning, it was very sweet. Jim took me out to breakfast because I had done so much on Mother's Day, basically. Both my kids called me, which was lovely. But, you know, I kind of put out the effort, and I'm a mom, too. But so Jim said, let me take you out for Mother's Day. So that was really nice. And it was nice, you know, we can ride our bikes, and it's super close, and it just feels really lovely. I like how things are so much closer here. And anyway, that's pretty fun. And then our friend Wendy came over last night with her sweet little dog, who's kind of partly our dog. And we'll be taking care of her dog and her cats for 4 months this summer. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, that'll be nice. She's going on a long bike trip. Anyway, I'm just kind of rambling along here. Not sure what. Not sure what I'm supposed to be saying today. Well, you know, we call it soul flow because it's just whatever's coming out of me, it's for some reason. And, you know, my mentor, Michael, listened to my show last week and said it was one of my best. And I've just been having these doubts, like, am I really supposed to still be doing this? And wondering, you know, I think it's kind of, you know, we all have that, like, what's my purpose in life? What's the point of everything? Why am I doing this? And I know that I have to, I listen to my heart and what brings me joy, you know, and that's so important. And I've been reading that lately in some blog posts, you know, and probably part of my problem is I've just been doing too much. And my main soul type is a can do. So it is just super easy for me to do. And harder for me to just chill and be. So working on that. Really want to do more of that. And anyway, it's all good. It's all good. My goodness. The angels are saying to do a chant, that to shift the energy. And they're saying they want me to do the chant for miracles, to kind of just shift, and that it will feel, you know, it's not that we don't believe that miracles can happen, but it's almost like the belief of shifting and changing feels like a miracle. So here we go. Dun dun ram das guru jina siddhyatina savariya. Puri hoe karamata apasirjana hare dhariya. Sikki ate sangati parabrahma karanamasakariya. Atala ata ho tolatu tera antana paravariya. Jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utaria la baloba kama kro de maho maraka de tu de sapara varia dana sotera tana he such a tera pesta karia nanakatu lahena tu he guru amara tu vicharia guru de tata manasadaria guru de tata manasadaria. Oh, lovely angels, do you have anything else to say? They do also want me to occasionally tell people that what comes from me is from them also. It's like this real group effort, this team. You know, we're on the same team. We're in, you know, the same, it's like the same voice. Okay, I'm closing my eyes and I'm just feeling their energy and what they want us to really know. And they're saying, especially me right this second, I guess, although it'll maybe speak to other people if anyone listens to this. They're saying, darling, please, 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 Elizabeth, keep doing this radio show, because at some point you will have more followers. There will be more people who listen. It will mean something. And in the meantime, you have all this in the archives, all these shows that you've done over the last year and almost a half, and that it's important that these are pieces of your history, and that there have been occasional times when people have listened and it has meant something to them. But we want you to know that you do make a difference, all of you. And of course, they're telling me that this is kind of a message that I need to hear right now. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. Dearest, dearest Elizabeth and others listening, you make a difference just by your breathing. You make a difference just by your being. You make a difference just living and habitating the earth. That you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Just by your being, you are making a huge difference. And Elizabeth, we also want you to know that because of who you are and how you function, and part of what your path is your transmute energy, and there's so much shifting and changing going on. The whole political world, the world itself, and even though you don't really watch the news, you are shifting energy through your field. And so that's exhausting. That's part of what's going on. You're also creating this space of beauty and love that's going to be, it's like they're showing, it's like a almost like this bullseye of energy, love energy at your home, and that this is going to be a gathering place, and that people are going to feel so loved and welcomed, and that it's anchoring some energy here on the earth and in this town of Corvallis where you're living, that this is very important, what you and Jim have created. And, oh, the lady just told me I have about a minute and a half. Anyway, the angels want me to know, and this is for Jim also, not that he'll listen to this, but it's important for us both to know that what we're doing is very, very important, that we're creating this space that is not just for us, and that the reason we're so driven, it's like we have to get it done because we have stuff coming up where we're going to need to be ready. Okay, that's really helpful. I know that Jim is going to go. We just found out his brother is going to be moving, and we just found out his beloved niece is pregnant, which is so exciting and super cool. Very important. Feels very important. And so he's going to go visit them. So just having this space for me to be here, and it'll be very important for him to do that. I won't be able to go because I'll be needing to take care of animals here. So, not much time left. Many, many blessings to you all, and I hope you're having a fabulous day out there. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as some people like to say. So, much love. Many blessings to you all. Love yourself.